from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So very happy to have you with us on a breaking news Tuesday. By the way, we understand the Attorney General Merrick Garland testifying up on Capitol Hill. Have they arrested that guy yet? Has he been held in contempt? We're going to be following developments here. Right now, though, normally we do not have guests this early in the show, but we're making an exception today. We have from the great state of Alabama, Senator Tommy Tuberville joining us. And, Senator, always an honor to have you on the program.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be here. And look forward to having a visit with you.
Well, I know that you are one of the people that have signed this public letter to the White House vowing to prevent the Senate from accomplishing anything in the wake of this sham verdict against former President Trump. So what is it that you guys are threatening to do, and what can you do?
Well, first of all, this is going out to all Americans, both Republican and Democrat, but it's also going against and trying to educate and let our fellow Republicans who are more down the rhino side than they are on the conservative side, let them know that it's time to stop this madness. You know, Todd, people need to wake up in this country. They need to realize that this is a war. And it's not a war, and we all know what happened to President Trump. We saw it coming. I knew it was going to happen. I spent a day with him in court, and it was not a fair trial whatsoever. It's politicized. But this war is against our country, our constitutional republic, and the American people. You know, President Trump is just somebody in the way that we all hope that he's our leader in the future, because right now we have zero leadership. But, you know, they're going after all of us. They're going after our property rights, our business rights, our health care rights, our gun rights, our freedom of religion, freedom of speech. And they're even indoctrinating our kids in all this wokeism, this DEI in our schools, to try to separate them from the parents, who hopefully most of them are on more of the American side than the anti-American side. So this is a real wake-up call. And I'm telling you, people think, well, this is over with, the trial's over. Let me tell you something. This is going to go all the way to November 5th. And you don't think that they're not going to cheat now, because they know. They know if Donald Trump gets elected and we take the Senate, some of them are going to jail. And so they're going to do everything they possibly can to keep power, because once they lose it, we are going after them full bore. Because what they did to President Trump and what they've done to our country with the borders, the crime, the health care, the inflation, the no gas and oil, it is absolutely embarrassing.
Senator, you're a friend, your colleague Mike Lee from Utah, writing this, strongly worded statements are not enough. So what exactly are you guys in the Senate prepared to do right now?
Well, first of all, you got to have the votes. And so today at our caucus lunch, we'll stand up and we'll present our case to the other Republicans. Now, we will reach some we won't reach, because some believe that this is a great system we have. Now, it is a great system, but right now it's being manipulated. And if we don't stop this downward trend, the next 6 months is going to de-weaponize our country, to put this country in more harm's way, to put our kids, put our future, our military in harm's way. Todd, we're looking down the barrel of a gun of three wars that we couldn't fight one and win right now. I'm on the Armed Services Committee, and we've got great weapons and all those kind of things. We don't have people. Nobody wants to fight. I mean, I'm going to D-Day celebration, flying to Normandy tomorrow. My dad landed at age 17 or 18 at Normandy 80 years ago. We could not find enough people today to do the same things or have the fortitude to do it, to fight for the greatest country ever. And it's kind of embarrassing to me to just see on our watch, this is all happening at one time with zero leadership from Biden, Merrick Garland, Blinken, Sullivan, all these people that are running our country in the ground. It is absolutely insane.
Senator, we've been trying to keep a running tally of how many people, how many senators have signed on to this letter. Do you have a running total, the latest count?
We've got 11. We're going to need a majority in there of people to step up. And I think we do have some. Now, we do have some in there that have an R on their name that probably are people that come from more of a Democratic way of life. And again, we've got to get away from this Republican and Democrat thing, Todd. This is today, as we look at it, this has nothing to do with Republican and Democrats. This has to do with you either love our country that's been for 248 years, God, country, freedom, our Constitution, or as the Democrats are today, and most of them are just following that party line, are you anti-American the way it is? You want to be in this country and you want to continue the way of life in the greatest country ever, but you want to change the Constitution, the rules, the facts, the leadership, and the way this country is run. And let me tell you something. If we do that, it is fully over. And again, we've got 5 months to correct this before the next election, and they're going to fight us because they know they're going to go to jail if we win. It is going to be a true fight all the way to the finish.
So one of the things that you guys are doing, this is not going to be a smooth process moving anything, either legislative priorities, nominations through the Senate. And I like this. Folks, the senators who have signed on to this, J.D. Vance, Senator Tuberville, Eric Schmidt, Marsha Blackburn, Rick Scott, Roger Marshall, Marco Rubio, Ron Johnson, Josh Hawley, and Senator Mike Lee. Folks, if your senator was not named there, you need to be on the phone calling them and telling them to get on board. Is that right, Senator Tuberville?
Exactly right. Stop this madness. We need Arkansas. We need Louisiana's. We need Tennessee's. We need Missouri's. We need Texas. We need people on there that want this country to get back to the way it should be for everybody, and quit teaching this hate, this DEI, this racism that they're trying to push out there. They're trying to do identity politics with all the LGBTQ groups. Listen, I don't care what you are, who you think you are, but everybody's an American, and everybody needs the freedoms to live their life the way they want. Now, you don't have the right to push it on somebody else, but you have the right to live your life as long as you're within the law and trust the law. Now, right now, as we're going through all these trials, I'm telling you, Todd, our people across this country, the Americans that believe in our country, have given up, absolutely given up on this judicial system. These third-rate lawyers, these judges that have been pushed into these situations by the Soros groups, bought and paid for. I mean, there's no right or wrong anymore. We've got people running the streets, creating problems, getting arrested, and going out the back door, not being prosecuted. Folks, we're losing our country, and you need to wake up. And if you don't wake up and start smelling the rug, this is not about Donald Trump. Forget about Donald Trump. But I will vote for him because he's the best leader that we have to get this country back in the next 4 years. If he doesn't get elected and Joe Biden goes back in, heaven help us.
I say an eye for an eye, Senator. I'm tired of us, you know, again, they're coming at us with bazookas, and a lot of your colleagues are down at the country club sipping martinis. It's time to fight.
Well, if we don't fight and we lose this time, the country as we know it is over. And again, I didn't want this job, but I needed to be up here because I saw we had a Democrat for the first time in years as a United States Senator who was just absolutely over the deep end in all this madness. And so we got him out. But now I've seen we even got a lot of Republicans there that have a lot of feelings along the same lines as their Democratic colleagues. People need to look at who they're electing. We need term limits. We need people to go in and out of here. You know, if you don't get term limits, then you can't get people out. Now, you're going to lose some good ones, but you're also going to have to keep for years and years. We've got people on the Democratic side that have been up here forever, Schumer and all these people that have no clue about how the people live out there in real life in terms of inflation, the cost of gas, oil, food, you know, everything going on with it. But they're held accountable a more higher standard just because of the EPA standards. You know, Todd, that we've lost 150,000 small farmers since President Biden took office. They think the food has grown out back of Walmart. They do not have a clue how we grow and make and distinguish where our food comes from that's healthy from American farmers. American farmers are being slapped in the face every day, and it's an absolute joke.
Well, it is. And, Senator, we're going to have to leave it there. I know you've got a busy afternoon. We appreciate you taking a firm stand here, and let's see if we can't round up a few more Republicans in the Senate.
We're working on it today. God help us. Again, wake up, America. The war is on.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama saying the war is on. And we just read to you the list of senators. These are the only Republican senators that have signed onto this letter vowing to stop everything in the Senate. Everything. And I'm going to go through this list again. And if your senator is not on this list, you need to give them a call and tell them to add their name to Senator Tuberville's letter. The following, here are the senators, J.D. Vance, Tommy Tuberville, Mike Lee, Eric Schmidt, Marsha Blackburn, Rick Scott, Roger Marshall, Marco Rubio, Ron Johnson, and Josh Hawley. That's it. So a lot of Republican names that need to be added to this list. But I, again, folks, I think that we are at a point in American political history where it has to be an eye for an eye. And the days of the hearings have to come to an end. Or at least there have to be some sort of prosecutions coming after all of these hearings. So, look, we've got to take a quick break here. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. We have Congressman Michael Cloud from Texas coming up a little bit later. Also, we're going to introduce you guys to our brand new sponsor, American Hartford Gold. It's going to be a great conversation. Ben Dieter from KWAM, our flagship station, drops by. Reparations controversy. We'll tell you about that as well. This is the Todd Stern Show. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. Wow. Are you ready for these numbers here? America's favorite fast food chains, Chick-fil-A, and eight-piece nuggets up 98.2% since Biden took office. Taco Bell, the cheesy gordita crunch, up 111.5%. And the McDonald's medium French fries are up 167.6%. By the way, if you ever want to do a combo, you got to get the Wendy's Frosty and the McDonald's fries. Always a good combo. But I'm telling you, I don't think any of us can afford this stuff anymore. This is not fast food. This is like Ruth's Chris prices we're talking about here. All right, let's go to the phones, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Ron in Oregon. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind?
My brother, this whole policy of the Biden crime family and all those that follow, they're trying to kill this country by using DEI. They're trying to kill this country by letting these invaders drain down the veterans' funds, veterans and other social programs that people that's barely getting by with a double increase in rent. It's costing me $10,200 instead of having $1,400 extra coming in my pocket since Trump left office. And the main point I'm trying to say is by dividing, by destroying, by killing the ranch and killing the farm and killing the logging, they cut 53% of my state of Oregon and our state lands to be cut. And you know who owns a lot of forests? China, 200,000 acres. It's investing by those that hates us. The BlackRock, and everybody, all these investing countries. And now all of a sudden now, we're going to be drained down our food. We went from 117 million head of cattle, 54 million head of sheep in 2021 to where we have 5.4 million head of sheep. We've got 54 million head of sheep, the lowest level since my foster father, my adopted father by heart, was 6 years old in 1951.
All right, so Ron, so I'm trying to get to, let's get to the point. You're saying we're at a crossroads. What's that crossroads?
The crossroads is a road of serfdom and economically trying to basically not be able to let the American dream happen.
Yeah.
By undermining it from ranching, individualism, logging, all our natural resources on the guise of DEI, but 134 other countries is not following, like China, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe.
All right. Well, Ron, I appreciate the call. Thank you for listening, and I think we get that point. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters calling all of you Trump supporters domestic terrorists. And look, it's important. I want you to hear this. Cut number eight, please.
I am going to spend some time with the criminal justice system, with the justice system, asking them, tell us what's going on with the domestic terrorists. Are they preparing a civil war against us? Should we be concerned about our safety? What is he doing with this divisive language? It is dangerous, and we're going to have to make sure that we understand that we're not at risk with this man talking in the way that he's doing.
So Maxine Waters literally wants to send the FBI to your front doorstep if you're a Trump supporter. That is now considered a crime in the eyes of Maxine Waters, who, by the way, said that she was going to get Trump and that she was calling on all of her supporters to go out there and absolutely harass all of you Trump people. That's Maxine Waters. Let's go to David, Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. Hi, David. What say you?
Hey, how you doing? I was just following up on what Coach Turbeville was talking about there, Senator Turbeville, talking about a lot of the Republicans are also seem to be wavering on things like they always do. In my opinion, Todd, the Republican Party has two goals, to be liked by people that hate them, whether it be the media or the Democrats, and to better manage the decline of the country. That's their two goals. Also, I look at that and I say, and that's been that way for decades, but the way they always compromise, which is ridiculous, is the Democrats will say, I'm going to cut your arm off. The Republican response is, well, just take it up to the elbow. The response needs to be, no, we're going to take both yours off and your legs. That's how you negotiate. There are very few Republicans that will do that. When I say very few, you just read off the names. How many? 11? 12?
11. 11.
Yeah. That's pathetic. 75% of the party, and I don't care what the listeners out there want to agree with it or not, because it's a fact, they are against you as well. They just want to get along and get liked and make sure they can go to the cocktail parties and have their hors d'oeuvres and have a drink. That's what their goal in life is, that and make money off backroom deals. That's who they are. And this idea that the base doesn't feel that way. That's the only place we have to go is the Republican Party. That's why they vote that way. But they do not reflect the values of the base.
David, here's the problem. David, here's the problem. The Democrats are always going to play dirty. They're always going to play hardball, and they know the Republicans never will. So they always have the upper hand. And that's why I was telling the senator, it is eye for an eye time here. We've got to get down into the mud. And look, you hate to do it, but sometimes you just got to do it. And this is one of those times.
Great. Thank you, Todd.
David, thanks for the call. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Folks, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. We have some great content, great stories for you. And buy my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, but you can only get an autographed copy by going to toddstearns.com. I will be honored to sign one for your dad, your husband, your grandpa. Father's Day's coming up, and it makes a terrific gift. All right, hang tight, everybody. We've got a lot more coming your way. This is the Todd Stearns Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS.
I am going to spend some time with the criminal justice system, with the justice system, asking them, tell us what's going on with the domestic terrorists. Are they preparing a civil war against us? Should we be concerned about our safety? What is he doing with this divisive language? It is dangerous, and we're going to have to make sure that we understand that we're not at risk with this man talking in the way that he's doing.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, you ain't seen nothing yet. That's Maxine Waters, General Waters. And man, is she is fired up. She's rallying there. So you have to understand, they're coming for you, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a Trump supporter, you've got a target on your back. So Maxine Waters is out there pretending like she's the victim in all of this, when in fact it was her and it was her cronies that riled up the mob that targeted Trump supporters back in 2016. I can't tell you how many times we did stories about all of the MAGA people who were bloodied and beaten in the streets. And then when the MAGA people stood up and defended themselves, well, all of a sudden they become the enemy. That's a load of hooey. I believe it's eye for eye time. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hi, Mark. What's going on?
Hey, Todd, I wanted to give you 2 points. First of all, we got people supporting Trump all over the Villages at all different entrances around here. It's unbelievable today. It's just so cool to see it. Why can't we move the convention around to the 4th of July and make it as patriotic as you can? Make it so patriotic that you'd want to join the armed forces. You have to put people in place that can set this up. And mention his cabinet picks as well. That's one.
Yeah, no, look, I like this idea. I suggested Independence Day last week, I think, on the Newsmax show, and I think that would be great. Now, I missed the first part of what you said. Are people out there supporting Trump in the Villages?
Yeah, they're standing out at some of these key entrances. I mean, you're talking tons of them, waving to you, and of course, I was throwing my hat out there, hey, and they're tooting their horns and everything. Yeah, it's going on here in the Villages big time.
I love to hear that. Great patriots down there at the Villages, so great stuff. All right, what's your second point?
Well, you got Maxine Waters calling us domestic terrorists. Where's all the weapons and ammunition that Obama bought back when he was near the end of his term? He's probably arming up these radicals we have coming over the border and disappearing in our country that we have no idea where they are now. Washington needs to focus on Obama's comings and goings and who are all those people coming and going in limousines from Obama's mansions, especially the mansion in Washington. I'm just saying, he's the one you need to watch, not us.
Well, fair point. I'm also concerned about all of these groups coming in from places like China, these military-aged young guys that are coming in from Middle Eastern countries and from China. And I would not be surprised. I mean, look, the Democrats, they see the writing on the wall here. They see where all of this is going. I would not be surprised if we see a lot of October 7th-style attacks happening simultaneously all over the country, to the level that the government would step in and declare martial law. So I'm not putting anything past them. And the only reason I mention these kinds of things, Mark, is that we need to be prepared. I don't think anybody needs to be caught off guard by what could possibly happen.
You know, I think also Hunter has to, on another subject, Hunter has to take one for the team. That way, if his dad gets back into office, he can let him out of prison. I think that's what's going to happen. You're going to see this guy getting a slap on the wrist, and look what happened to, you know, Mr. Trump. And this guy, Hunter, he's going to be well protected. And if he does take one for the team, you know, I could see his dad saying, hey, listen, go to prison for a little while. If I get back in there, I'll get you out. I know exactly what they're up to. These people, these American people, and I say 75% of this country, they're on to their little scams. We know what they're up to now.
Yeah, I'm going to be very surprised if Hunter is convicted here. You've got about a half a dozen or so ex-drug addicts on the jury. I mean, the jury is loaded. Then you've got a Secret Service agent who actually smiled and winked at Ashley Biden during the jury selection. So I think the jury is stacked in Hunter's favor, and I think ultimately he's going to get off. Legally speaking, of course.
I totally agree with you. You got a lot of these people getting out of prison early as well, and you got this stuff going on. A half mile up the road from me here in Florida, it's all over the news here, a guy that has a family of five, I think he's from Muslim descent, I think he is, I'm not sure, he was murdered by a guy that was already, you know, let out of, he was just let out of jail, and he had a gun, went in and shot him for $40. They're still looking for him in our neck of the woods here. Just shot him, and he's got five kids. Just no reason for $40.
Mark, I'm telling you, they have unleashed great evil in this country, and it's everywhere. Some of these Venezuelan gangs, you don't want to mess around with these folks, and they're all over the place now. You've got two New York City police officers who were shot. They're lucky to be alive. The guy who did it, an illegal alien, by the way, who had been released into the country, he then committed crimes. He was robbing people. The guy should have already been arrested and deported. He was out on the streets, and but for the grace of God, we've got those police officers are alive today, and hopefully they'll be able to get back on the job soon. But I'm telling you, Mark, this we are living in a very dangerous, destabilized nation, and to your point, you only realize it when stories like that pop up. Mark, gotta run. Good hearing from you. And folks, I'm not saying this to alarm you, and I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but the Democrats are desperate. They're in a corner. They can't get rid of Kamala Harris because she is a vice president of color, and Joe Biden isn't going anywhere because the wife has the goods on everybody. So the concern I have here is that we are walking into a perfect storm. And something has to happen to disrupt the Trump momentum. And one of the ways that that can happen is if we have some sort of a mass terrorist attack on American soil. Well, there you go again, Todd. You're always just with the hyperbole. Come on. No. Hear me on this. How many times have we had these elected leaders coming onto the program, members of Congress, who have had the behind-closed-doors meetings, and they're coming out and they're telling us it's not a matter of if, but when. Well, it could very well happen between now and Election Day. And if that happens, if there are enough terrorist attacks happening in this country, simultaneously, you could have Biden come in, declare martial law, and you could postpone the elections indefinitely. We'll talk more about that later. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So I want to play some audio for you. This is from the Gay Pride Parade in West Hollywood. Now, Dylan, I know that you had to pull this audio, which means you have to watch the video. And is it possible for you to explain what we're watching in this video?
Todd, the best way I can describe it is they should have censored a little bit more, in my opinion.
Sodom and Gomorrah on a fire truck.
Well put.
That's what I'm saying. I'm counting at least over a dozen men wearing those aren't thongs. Those are G-strings.
I think they have some attachments.
Barely. And that's all they're wearing. And socks.
And socks.
So, and then you've got a bear, a person dressed in a bear costume.
Yes.
And so anyway, this is all part of the family-friendly Gay Pride Parade. And, you know, they hate it when we post these pictures. Well, that's just an anomaly. No, that's a freaking G-string. And you need to put some pants on.
Please.
Could someone explain to me why? And I know we have gay listeners to the Todd Stearns radio program. We have patriots of all persuasions. Could somebody explain to me why you have to express your gay pride by exposing your moneymaker and your private parts? Could someone explain that to me? So anyway, this is all being broadcast on television, KTLA, in Los Angeles. It's the West Hollywood Parade. Now, here's what I want. They're interviewing someone, and I want you to listen to what the person has to say about the parade.
I met that dancing bear out here in front of the WeHo. Oh, my gosh.
What has been your favorite part of this event so far?
I loved going out there and seeing all the kids.
I loved going out there and seeing all the kids. We've tried to tell you that this is all about an agenda, and it's all about getting your kids. That's what Gay Pride Month is all about. It's about literally cramming, stuffing this perverted agenda down the throats of the children. And all you have to do is take a look at this parade. We will share the video on social media so you can see for yourself. But then yesterday you had this guy who was giving a speech at one of the gay pride events, and here's what this guy had to say.
I won't change your little town. Your own children will. Your children will see us. Your children will love us. And your children will join us.
There you go. It's all about the children. And a little bit later on in the program, we'll play the song. You need to hear this song because it's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus singing We're Coming for Your Children. So you should believe them. You should believe that man. You should believe the person that was emceeing the Gay Pride Parade in Los Angeles, where you have all of these men running around with G-strings. And think, I mean, at least they're wearing that. I mean, some of these other parades, they're wearing nothing. 901-260-5926, our number. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. Oh, boy. Somebody said, Starnes, what are you doing? I was trying to eat Vienna sausages. Come on. My apologies. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. Let's go right back to the phones. Danny in Selmer, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Danny, what are you concerned about?
Hey, good morning, sir. I've got very, very deep concerns about our upcoming election. And I think rightfully so. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not always a pessimist. I'm just a realist. I've got genuine concerns because we know that the Democratic Party will stop at nothing. They don't care about rules and laws so much and the truth. And it's so easy to hack into elections, computer-wise, and the early voting they have and change things. I honestly could see 75% of the country honestly voting for Trump and Republicans on down the line, and them still winning on the other side. I really can see that happening.
Danny, I just put on your prognosticator hat for just a moment. When you see Trump's numbers and the enthusiasm, what millions of people following the guy on TikTok now compared to what 300,000 or so for Joe Biden, do you think that the MAGA world, the America First movement, is going to stay silent if Biden actually is declared the winner in the fall?
It'll be just like last time. They'll be in charge, and they'll twist it all around, and things will get bad again. I'm really, really concerned, and how are we going to monitor this and make sure? We got to figure out their safeguards. They'll come up with any way possible to make sure they win, and it doesn't matter what laws and rules, what fairness is or
so
anything.
So do you really just stay home? Do you just stay home and don't vote?
No. Vote. So if there is a way to prove it, we can prove it.
Well,
we've got to get out there and force.
My recommendation is paper ballots. That's what I'm doing. I ask for one every time I go to vote. Want a paper ballot? I don't trust the machines. So that's one way. The RNC is recruiting about 100,000 poll watchers. I would say we probably need 200,000 or 300,000. So one of the ways is volunteer in your local communities. But here's the thing, Danny. I'm willing to say that about 95% of the people in Selmer, Tennessee are rock-solid conservatives. Every single one of them needs to get out and vote on Election Day. It doesn't matter how small your town is, everybody needs to get out and vote.
Agreed. But we got to be careful. Things are going to be bad if they cheat again.
If they cheat again, I think people take to the streets. I really do. At that point, we will have lost the Supreme Court, and that's just the nature of where all of this is going. So we have to get out, and we've got to vote, and we've got to do it in huge numbers. Danny, thank you for that call. Let's go to Philip, listening to us on KYKN in Oregon. Hi, Philip. What say you?
Well, my entire family served except for my mom in the armed forces. My mom's side of the family, a whole lot of service, and I am totally and completely disgusted with everything that's going on right now. And it's just very aggravating. But I do believe I have figured out the pledge that the Democrats will impose upon us if they get control of the presidency, House, and Senate.
I'm all ears.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the socialist nation of America, and to the democracy for which it stands. One nation under government control with liberty and justice for some.
Yeah, wow. I don't like that, Philip. I like the other one.
with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'm a retired vet, and but it scares the heck out of me that we go that direction.
Yes, me too, Philip. But first of all, thank you for your family service to our great nation. And I will say that this could be one of the solutions. Now, I'm really excited about what's happening in a place called Collierville, Tennessee. It's one of the suburbs. And these suburbs around Memphis are getting so many refugees from Memphis. It's unbelievable. And one of the things that's happening at the VFW Hall in Collierville, it's sort of become a gathering place for like-minded conservatives, patriots that want to save America. And they're hosting a Get Out the Vote speaker series. As a matter of fact, those of you listening in the Memphis area or anywhere in West Tennessee, you ought to show up there this coming Friday. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. They're going to feed you free donuts. Who doesn't love donuts? And then you're going to be hearing from a great conservative leader. Her name is Amber Mills. She is a Shelby County Commissioner. She's a rock-solid conservative. And if we just had a few more folks like her in public office, holy cow, Memphis would be able to turn this thing around. All that to say, the VFW is doing a great job because they are, this again, is taking back our country. And it's going to take a lot of hard work. We need a lot of young people in the movement, and it cannot just be the old fogies. We need people of all ages that are willing to stand up and say, you know what? I love America. I care about America, and I want to do whatever I can to save my country and defend my country from enemies, foreign and domestic. And here's the problem. Right now, we have more domestic enemies than we do foreign enemies. Right now, at this juncture in history, we have been invaded, we have been occupied, and we have a fight on our hands. And I'm hopeful that many of us are going to stand up and answer the call. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of The Big Show. Trust you are doing well today. By the way, we've got some great audio coming up from Congressman Matt Gaetz going toe-to-toe with Attorney General Merrick Garland. And looks like Garland is in the hot seat today. We'll get to more of that. Wanted to bring in the morning show host at KWAM, our good friend Ben Dieter. Mr. Dieter, always good to have you on the show.
It's great being here, Todd.
So I heard a rumor that we had a very special guest wandering around Memphis, Tennessee. Are you hearing the same rumors I'm hearing?
I am.
And it's not Elvis.
It's not Elvis.
He's still not alive.
No, no. But a different king, if you want to call him a king. Some people call him a king, and that's Elon Musk.
Wait, Elon Musk is in Memphis?
Yes. Eating waffles.
Wait, do we know where
he's... No, French toast.
French toast.
I know. A lot of people are speculating it's down at the Peabody.
So, well, that would be, I mean, it is the Grand Hotel of the South.
Are we known for French toast? That's my question.
We're known for ducks. We're known for barbecue.
I know.
We're known for Justin Timberlake.
So, Elon Musk, right. Elon Musk tweets, this would have been just a couple days, 2 days ago. I just had challah French toast for breakfast in Memphis.
That's challah.
Is that challah?
Challah.
So, a lot of people are asking, why are you in Memphis?
Where did he get the French toast?
I don't know. Some people are also asking if he wanted the death sentence of coming to Memphis, but that's besides the point.
My next question is, was he packing heat?
I've heard rumors that he was in the Cybertrucks. I've been seeing some of those big old Cybertrucks.
There have been an unusual number of those Cybertrucks around Memphis.
I hear that they can protect you from flying stray bullets on the interstate.
It's bulletproof? Wow, I had no idea. Well, sign me up for one.
So the rumors are flying. Now everybody's talking about why would Elon Musk, the owner of X, the owner of Tesla, be in Memphis? Well, a lot of people are saying that there's a potential possibility that he would bring the Tesla plant to the Bluff City in a big old vacant building that just went bankrupt a couple months ago, back in January. And they say he was in the area.
Well, I hope he wasn't carjacked, and I hope nobody broke into the poor guy's car while he was here.
Well, I mean, that's the concern, because we've posted this on our social media pages on our local station where we're flagshipping the Todd Starnes Show, and a lot of people are saying, Memphis? Do you really know the crime realities of this dark, dark blue city? And I'm sure he does. We'll see if it actually turns into anything tangible.
Because you've got Blue Oval, which is the Ford plant going up north of Memphis. So this could become a hub for
electric vehicles.
Yeah,
that's EVs. The thing about Ford and
nobody's
then bringing.
Buying
no,
those.
Listen. They are bringing Ford and this new. I mean, it will literally be the biggest Ford plant in the country to West Tennessee, where we're at, and it's all electric Ford trucks. Is there an appetite? That's my question. Is there a huge demand for this supply that's coming to West Tennessee?
No, I don't want to judge people's country cred, but if you're in, like, I don't know, a small southern town somewhere, and you're driving around in a pickup truck, and it goes like this, I think people are going to laugh at you.
You're going to need a battery pack.
I think you're one of those guys wearing the ascot.
You know, and you know, Todd, you're a man of the people. You're a man of, I almost said man of the street. You go to a grocery store. You go to a parking lot.
I do.
Do we have the infrastructure?
Hashtag super low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. According to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, they claim that Todd does not do his own grocery shopping. I can confirm that he does.
They say I have servants.
Do you?
Oh, no comment.
Okay. So in your Kroger parking lot in Germantown, is there the infrastructure for a ton of Teslas driving around the Bluff City?
No. As a matter of fact, forget Kroger and Superlow. Let's talk about Whole Foods, because I always park. They have like a whole fleet of battery-powered charging stations at the front of the store. Even the handicapped people have to park with all of us able-bodied people. But they give special preference at the Whole Foods to the battery power car, but nobody drives them, so they're always empty. So I always pull the Cadillac up.
No, you don't.
Yes, sir, I do.
You do?
I do.
Is the Chevy an electric vehicle?
No. Oh. Well, parts of it. And they always give me the eye, and I give it right back to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying. So this is fascinating. So Elon Musk in Memphis. We should have known about this. We could have invited him to come on the show today.
We do house the only free speech beacon operation in the entire state of Tennessee. If he's going anywhere, it should be KWAM.
All right. So Elon Musk in town. Now, I'm curious, would Elon Musk be eligible for reparations? And the reason I ask that is Elon Musk is South African. So technically, he should be eligible for some form of reparation. Tell us about what happened last night. You guys, they had a big meeting, and it looks like people want reparations.
They've wanted reparations for years in these dark blue cities across America. I mean, find a dark blue city, you'll find your typical Democrat asking for reparations. So this goes back a couple months ago, even to a year, where they were going to spend $5 million to study reparations to right the wrongs of slavery, Todd. Well, the state got involved because at the end of the day, this is a dark red state. This is Tennessee. But so they stepped in and said, we're not going to go down that path of reparation. So they're doing a roundabout with a racial ad hoc committee. So it's a committee made up of commissioners, politicians here in the Mid-South area, where they are getting to the root cause of racial divisions in the city.
And that would be Black elected people, if I might just be so bold. So you're telling me, so they basically are doing a reparations committee, but they're not calling it a reparations committee.
They're smart. They're Democrats, so they're dumb, but they're smart and they know the roundabout. I call it reparations 2.0. This is how they get around it. So they're going to go through the city of Memphis and they're going to find black businesses and they're going to say, here's a little bit of that money. And it's all coming from COVID money. So they got this $5 million in this pandemic relief money that was supposed to go to this reparation study. They are now taking it and they are going to just give a little over here and a little over there.
So we have some audio, and this is one of the lawmakers explaining all of this. Can we play that, Dylan?
The $5 million that is being referred to was passed in February 23. And it was titled, A Resolution to Address or to Include and Address Discrimination and Inequities in the Areas of Social and Economic Development, Cooperative Enterprise, Socially Responsible Entrepreneurial Development, Health, Wellness, and Healing of Black Families and Communities, not multicultural, not African-American, Black Families and Communities. Education for community development and empowerment, affordable housing for healthy black communities and wealth generation, strengthening Black America's information and communication infrastructure, preserving Black sacred sites and monuments, and repairing the damages of the criminal injustice system. So we need to, first of all, don't be confused about abate. Don't be confused about the terminology, because the $5 million is attached to a resolution for reparations. And when we talk about reparations, we need to get it right, because that is serious. Reparations is the only thing that's going to repair the damages that have been done by this country. Now, reparations is very deep, very complex, multi-layered. It's just so many things I don't have time to talk about.
Well, it seems to me the takeaway here is this is for Black people and Black people only.
Not African Americans.
Well, that would exclude Elon Musk.
Yes.
Because he technically is an African American.
Very clear. And I was talking to one county commissioner, and she said they're shooting themselves in the foot because they're zooming in on the granular. They said it's not for African Americans. It's not for other minorities. It's only for Blacks.
So I'm curious, because around the turn of the century, you know, Memphis was home to very wealthy Blacks. They actually founded the Republican Party in Memphis. I'm curious, when you go back in history, and if you know, a true student of history would know that many, many Black people owned slaves. I'm wondering, are those people going to be eligible? Will the descendants of Black slave owners, will they be eligible for these reparations?
You would have to ask the commissioner, Henry Brooks.
Oh, I would. And her name is Henry.
Yes.
That's Henry with an I.
So she's going to ask you for 40 acres and a mule. And if you don't come up with that, then she's going to beat you out. I can just promise you that right now. So again, that's the crux of this whole discussion, is unless everybody in the city of Memphis and the surrounding parts, and it's in your city too, believe me, it's not just a Memphis thing, you'll have to take an Ancestry.com test.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knows? I could be eligible for some reparation money.
They don't call you LeBron Starnes
for
nothing.
There you go. I do like R&B music. Maybe that's a sign. I don't know. This is fascinating. But what's really eye-opening and should be eye-opening for the nation is, and this is happening in San Francisco, New York City, Chicago, Detroit, many of the large cities in the country. They're in your face with this. There is no hiding what they want to do. They want to take money away from white people, and they want to give it to Black people. That's it. If you are a Black business, or if you're a Black business owner in Memphis, you get the reparation money. If you're a struggling white business owner, too bad.
You know, the irony, though, is because of policies like this commissioner and like most of the Democrats in this city, the Black businesses are also struggling to keep their doors open, because it's those same policies that are leading to rampant crime in the city.
That's
They're leading in droves.
Seems to me that, and I just kind of get this vibe, and if I am off base, I will certainly, you know, apologize here. But I get the impression that commissioners like this woman, what's her name?
Henry Brooks, and that's with an I.
Henry Brooks, pronouns she, her?
I'm assuming.
Okay. We can't assume these days.
That's true.
I get the impression that people like her would rather have people like me one day work in the fields picking cotton.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibe I'm getting here.
This is the same county elected body that looked at one of the white commissioners who you talked about going to break, Commissioner Amber Mills, and said that it was her skin color that triggered her. She couldn't be in the same room with her.
She was literally, I remember this story, so a white commissioner was just sitting there, and she was making a point about something, and then one of the Black commissioners said what?
That your skin color is triggering me, so you can sit down. That's what she told the white commissioner.
Yeah, they're going to round us up and send us to the plantations.
You better start tanning, Todd.
I'm going to have to start. My hands are soft. I'm going to have to
suntan. Suntan City isn't
ready.
Oh,
my word. Ben, this is a shocking story, and it is so reprehensible. It is so racist. And I'm wondering if there are any Black leaders here in this city that are willing to stand up and say, That is unacceptable. You don't deserve to be in office. You, ma'am, are a racist.
Yeah. And then my follow-up question would be, at what point is enough enough? Can you put a dollar amount to slavery? Because in San Francisco, they're going to give each black descendant of slavery $1 million. I mean, they keep on raising the title. I mean, you could go on and on. What is enough? Can you put a dollar amount on what happened centuries ago?
Fascinating. All right, Ben Teter, appreciate that great reporting, and we will see you later tonight on Newsmax TV. Folks, there you have it. Is that racism? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Man, I don't know. It's either cotton or soybean. I'm going to be picking something. We'll be right back. I don't know about this. I've got a bad feeling about all of this. Dylan, I could be spending my twilight years working the fields, singing spirituals. It's not going to be good. I'm not good for manual labor. So anyway, welcome back, everybody. Wow, this reparations thing is insane. But you may as well laugh at it and have a good time, because I'm not too sure there's much we can do about it. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio. This is Sean Hannity and Senator Ted Cruz, who, by the way, has not signed the letter from Tuberville. So you folks need to get on that. Call your senators. Rand Paul, his name's not on that list either. Here's Hannity and Cruz last night talking about these terrorist cells. I was telling you about this in the first hour of the program. Take a listen.
One of those terror cells, which I'm pretty certain are here. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
They tragically are. And the FBI is telling us they're here.
So it's a matter of when, not if.
Yes.
And how
tragically,
sad is that?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there'll be a lot of dead Americans, and they'll have blood on their hands. And you know what? It's unforgivable. It's a clear and present danger, and it's unnecessary.
Amen.
Well, it is, and there you go. It is unnecessary, but we have these terrorist cells, and nobody wants to do anything about it. That's what gets me. Why are we not actively rooting out these people right now? And I suspect the reason why is, again, that the Biden administration wants these people to go out there and to cause mayhem so they can declare martial law. That's what I think is truly going on here. All right, here is Matt Gaetz. Just a little while ago, asking Merrick Garland about a very important question. Let's take a listen to Cut 16.
Communicating with these state and local prosecutions against Trump, you can clear it all up for us right now. Will the Department of Justice provide to the committee all documents, all correspondence between the department and Alvin Bragg's office and Fannie Willis's office and Letitia James's office?
The offices you're referring to are independent offices of state.
I get that.
State.
The question is whether or not you will provide all of your documents and correspondence. That's the question. I don't need a history lesson.
Well, I'm going to say again, we do not control those offices. They make their own
decisions. The question is whether you communicate with them, not whether you control them. Do you communicate with them, and will you provide those communications?
You make a request, we'll refer it to our Office of Legislative Affairs.
But see, here's the thing.
They
you come in here and you lodge this attack that it's a conspiracy theory that there is coordinated lawfare against Trump.
And the answer is no. They're not going to provide any of that information. And the reason why is very simple. Because the Justice Department was working in conjunction with Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, and Letitia James. They were working together, conspiring together to take out Donald Trump. This is far from over, ladies and gentlemen. So pay attention to what's going on. There are a lot of moving parts, and it's only going to get crazier as we move towards Election Day. And I will tell you this. There is a very good chance Donald Trump will be in prison by that time. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, Congressman Michael Cloud from Texas. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Congressman Michael Cloud from Texas, a member of the House Freedom Caucus and the House Oversight Committee. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. Good to be on with you.
So, Anthony Fauci's testimony yesterday, I have to tell you, I really appreciated how MTG conducted herself. I think that she said what everybody needed to be saying up on Capitol Hill yesterday.
Well, yeah, there's certainly a lot of sentiment that we need accountability and even that he needs to be in jail. A lot of people certainly think that. And you know, we've got to continue to bring accountability to what's going on. It's frustrating to me. It's frustrating to the American people that we've seen him be all over the map when it came to recommendations, but always in favor of further lockdowns on the American people that were devastating to our liberties, that were devastating to people's livelihoods and really to their lives in many of these cases. And we just continue to see a ducking of any sort of accountability, not even an apology.
So did he do anything criminal?
At a minimum basis, he's perjured himself, I believe. And then there's some statutes that we've looked at that it's certainly possible. I think what he's done is completely immoral for sure. And we've got to continue to bring light to it and push back on what's being done. And ultimately, we've got to stop funding these bad practices.
Seems to me, Congressman, and you know, I've been a lifelong conservative. I think a lot of people are getting frustrated over the constant hearings, and yet really nothing ever comes of the hearings. You know what we're talking about here?
I totally share that frustration. You know, and this is, you know, I feel like one of the voices up here that keeps saying we've got to stop sending them money to do bad things, because ultimately, you know, I wish we had the handcuffs to put people on, you know, to lock people up, put them in jail. What we can do is bring light to these things and investigate them. And we should be able to hand them over to a DOJ that is not corrupt. Unfortunately, ours is to continue the process of prosecuting these crimes. But what we definitely and clearly have the jurisdiction over, and what our founders understood, is Congress has control of the purse strings.
Yes.
But we have too many people who are willing to tweet out against policies that they're willing to vote for or support, you know, strongly worded letters, but then vote to fund all the bad practices. And until we take control of the purse strings, that is our leverage. And until we're willing to do that, there's no incentive for them to change their behavior.
And Congressman, you have done that. You have introduced a plan to cut funding for Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg. So where does that legislation stand right now?
Well, we're looking to get into the appropriate bills right now. I'm on the Appropriations Committee, and so we'll be introducing amendments to the rider. So they don't necessarily need to be standalone bills, but we can defund. We can look at the grants that are going to those offices. We're looking at other ways to funnel any sort of money. We know that they colluded with our DOJ, and so we've got to look at it. You know, right now they obviously have too much money because they're getting past what is their due diligence of good government. And they're meddling in all these areas that are highly politicized, you know, and that's the DOJ, but that's, you know, you can point to almost every single agency where they're, you know, the best way, the most kindest way you could say it is that they've outgrown their mandate. But in so many ways, it's just blatant politicized nefarious actions.
So you've got this legislation to defund these offices. How long could it take, or how quickly can this get to the full House for a vote?
Well, if we can get it into the probes bills, these riders, we can get the votes for it into the probes bills. We can see these grants and the money going to them defunded into the probes bills that will go to the floor. And then, of course, you know, when it comes to there will, I'm sure, be some negotiations with the Senate, and this is where we've got to have leadership that holds the line on these things. We can't keep going down the omnibus road. We can't, you know, what happened last time was we had good conservative appropriations bills, and they were strong fiscally, and they were strong in a policy standpoint. And the thinking was going into negotiations with the Senate was maybe we won't get everything we want from a dollars perspective, but we could possibly trade dollars for good policy at some sort of standpoint. But then there was an agreement on the dollars before there was any agreement on the policy. So basically all the leverage to have any sort of win on the policy went out the window at the very first negotiating conversation. And so, you know, this is where we've got to be stronger and realize that these people are out to destroy the country. I'm hoping with after the events of this weekend and what we've seen happen with President Trump, that it'll steal the resolve of some of our colleagues up here to realize, you know, these people are not to be trifled with. They are attacking at the very root of the foundations of our country. And we've got to have not only the same level of will, but even more so to realize that we're on the right side. We have the moral imperative to stand up and to push back on this.
Is it possible to do? I'm wondering here if this is, I mean, it's a great plan, a great idea you have, but you're telling me that ultimately it's going to be up to the Senate, and we may or may not have enough support among Republicans to hold the line.
Well, this is where elections matter, and we've got to continue to fight the battles and continue to push and do what we can. You know, Chairman Jordan is also working at this through the Judiciary Committee from a little bit of a different angle. But for me, these have got to stop being messaging exercises. We've got to actually put our country on a good footing and see these things become policy. My family still lives in Texas, and the last thing I want to do is spend this much time away from my family for messaging fights. We're here to do what we can to save the country, and you know we've got to have people who are willing to do that up here to do what it takes to take the tough votes, to message well. And, you know, the American people will be with us. They get the fact that we have a bloated government. Just during COVID, our government grew something like 30% just during COVID. And we were trying to get the argument back to, let's just get back to pre-COVID spending. Nobody thought we had a like super streamlined, lean government before COVID. If we could just get back to pre-COVID spending, So we couldn't seem to get the votes to do that. So it's a fight for sure. I'm not going to not fight because we can't see the results. You know, a lot of times you have to go into the battle and do what you can and try to get the results you can.
Yeah, all right. Well,
but if you only fight the battles that you know you're going to win, those aren't really battles.
Yeah, all right, Congressman. Well, we got to leave it there. Good luck to you, and let's hope that the Republicans in the Senate will hold the line. Appreciate you coming on the show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless.
All right, Congressman Michael Cloud from the 27th District of Texas. I am still hopeful. I'm not on drugs, all right? But yes, I am still hopeful for the country and that we can save this country. But may I just posit a theory? We may not be able to rely on anybody on Capitol Hill. I mean, this is insanity. How many more hearings do we have to have? We have more than enough evidence. Anthony Fauci, Mr. Anthony Fauci, confessed yesterday that he just made up all of these China virus rules. As a result of this guy, hundreds of thousands of our fellow citizens are dead. Many young people have seen their athletic careers ended. Many healthy people are now dealing with major illnesses as a result of these vaccines, the clot shots. You really think Anthony Fauci is going to be held accountable? I don't. I hope he is, but he's not. That's why MTG is so angry. She sees this for what it is. It's all a big joke. It really is. This is insane. Honest to goodness, what we ought to do is vote every damn one of them out of office and then start over again. That's what we ought to do here. But I'm telling you right now, if I hear another Republican say, well, we got to have a committee. No, we don't need any more committees. We need people that are willing to do their job. Take the tough positions. Here's a thought. Act like Democrats. If the Democrats had a Republican, let's just say that Anthony Fauci was a Republican, you think they would go easy on this guy? No, he would already be in prison. Because that's how the Democrats play this game. And the Republicans just aren't willing to go there. They're just not willing to do what needs to be done. Wow. All right, 901-260-5926. At some point, you wonder, what is the point of all of this? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Coming up in the next hour, excited to introduce you to our brand new sponsor, American Hartford Gold. Now, I would encourage you to go check out their website in advance of the conversation, AmericanHartfordGold.com. That's AmericanHartfordGold.com, and there are all sorts of great things you can check out there. And big fan. I mean, these guys are really good. Also, coming up, listen up, if you are in West Tennessee, North Mississippi, or Eastern Arkansas, this coming Saturday, I'm going to be hosting a book signing at the Books-A-Million in South Haven, Mississippi, right across the state line. So come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you'll be able to purchase a book, a copy of the brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. We would love for you to come out and be a part of our gathering there. Again, that's this coming Saturday, 11 to 1, and that's at the Books-A-Million in South Haven, Mississippi. Bring the family out. Love to meet you guys, and hope you can drop by and say hello, and I will autograph a book for you. We love our friends at Books-A-Million. They actually support conservative authors, and that's a big deal. And we discovered, unfortunately, in today's woke, intolerant society, that some independent bookstores in the Memphis area, actually one, just simply refuses to support conservative authors. So we want to say thank you to Books-A-Million and also Barnes & Noble for their great support of Twilight's Last Gleaming, and I hope to see you there 11 o'clock on Saturday. By the way, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2. Not sure if you've heard this one, but President Trump says Newsmax is absolutely terrific. He says Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's really good. Now, the question is, are you watching? Newsmax is now on all major cable networks. Newsmax 2, our streaming channel, is on the big OTT platforms like Roku, Samsung, and Amazon. But you really need to get Newsmax Plus, the streaming service. NewsmaxPlus.com will ensure your access to Newsmax shows with Rob Schmidt, Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and you get great analysis. Plus, you get all the major Trump rallies and the news events, even the ones that Fox News will not promote. So head over right now to NewsmaxPlus.com and sign up. You'll be able to start a free trial offer. Again, NewsmaxPlus.com. All right, James Comey is really excited. I'm not sure if he's excited as Joy Behar and leaked himself, leaked on himself, peed himself there at the Costco. But James Comey, nevertheless, is very excited about President Trump being thrown in jail. And Comey is now describing what that would look like, Donald Trump behind bars.
That there are a range of factors that would make it difficult to put a former, the system has not been tested in this way. Do you agree with that, that it would be difficult or nearly impossible for the law enforcement institutions to put him in actual jail?
No, they would just put him in a double wide somewhere out near the fence, out in the grass. And he would eat there, he'd shower there, he'd exercise there, he'd be away, as Danya Perry said, from general population, but it's obviously doable.
He is chomping at the bit. All of these people want to see Donald Trump in jail. Look, here's, it's not enough that he's a convicted felon. They've got to see him behind bars, right? They want Trump, literally, they want him out of the suit. They want to see how his natural hair falls, the whole nine yards. They want to humiliate this man. So it is not over yet, folks. It's only just beginning. And by the way, there are more trials after this one. So don't be surprised, come July the 11th, if the judge, Judge Juan Merchan, sentences him to a year in jail. This is what Sunny Hostin has been told. Somebody in the district attorney's office is now leaking to her. She's saying that they want at least 1 year behind bars. They want Trump off the campaign trail, and they truly believe that Donald Trump will lose the election if he's actually sent to prison. Now, I would say this. Going back to the 1960s and the civil rights movement, one of the reasons why I believe that Martin Luther King Jr. was so effective is that he practiced this form of nonviolent protest, but also his writings from jail and the way he conducted himself as he was sitting unfairly, unjustly in these prison cells. And just like MLK, I believe that Donald Trump could literally inspire the nation. So even though it would be a horrible thing to happen, I do see the good that could come out of, you know, sending President Trump to prison. And we're going to have to look at it like that. I really am fearful for the country of where all of this is leading to, because there are, the silent majority is seething right now. Seething. And you could see uprisings around this nation. And I'm not sure the Democrats are prepared for what's about to happen here. In all seriousness, it is a dangerous time in American history. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, coming up, we're going to tell you the story of a pro-life grandmother. She is 75 years old. She is in very bad health. And a Biden federal judge has just sentenced this woman to prison time. It is one of the most horrifying stories that I have seen. And as much as we're talking about them wanting to put Donald Trump in prison, they want to put all the rest of us in jail, too. Every single one of us. They want to send us off to the gulags. And so I'm going to tell you about what happened with this sweet, sweet woman whose only crime was praying inside an abortion clinic. So we're going to tell you that story coming up after the top of the hour news. In the meantime, be sure to head over to our website and take advantage of the great resources we have for you, including our free newsletter. It comes out every morning and every afternoon, filled with stories, original content that you won't find anywhere else, and we offer that to you free of charge. Also, download our podcast, all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You'll be able to go back and listen to the interviews that you might have missed. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 coming up next.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today. A lot going on. I have a question for all of you folks out there, not just the ladies. I was going to limit it to just the ladies, but I have a question for you about what it means to be a woman. So what makes a woman a woman? And this is actually up for debate right now. Here's a gentleman who believes that really he thinks he's got the answer. This is what it means to be a woman.
Hey guys, One of the things I am most appreciative of is the amount of freedom I have now through makeup and clothes to just express myself. When I was a man, there really wasn't that much that I could do. And I feel like now with the makeup and the outfits, there's just so many more ways I can express myself and the makeup I can do. And I just really enjoy it. So if you have any makeup or fashion and style tips, please send them my way. And I'll do the same for you. Bye, guys.
So that man who thinks he's a woman, and he believes that he is a woman strictly because he puts on makeup and wears nail polish. And he says that's what makes him a woman, putting on a dress. And I'm curious, ladies, when you hear people like that out there, and look, this guy is clearly, he has some sort of a mental illness. I get that, but he genuinely believes that's what makes a woman a woman. So anyway, taking your calls on this today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Have you been following the controversy around Caitlin Clark? This is really a bizarre story. Caitlin Clark is the star of the WNBA. And Dylan, are you a big WNBA viewer, a fan, if you will?
I wouldn't say specifically WNBA.
I didn't realize it was still a thing. So anyway, this is the Women's Professional Basketball League. And these gals get out there and they make a living. I mean, this is a job. Their job is actually subsidized by the men. Right. So the NBA actually has to fork over money because I guess they don't have enough fans in the seats. They're not selling enough merch to cover the bills. So the girls have to rely on the men to take care of their needs. Is that a good way of describing it, Dylan?
I think that's fair. Nowadays, maybe a little bit more on them now.
So along comes Caitlin Clark, and she's white and she's straight. Those are two anomalies in the WNBA, right? I mean, we're not making fun of anybody. I think that's just the reality. Everybody else is mostly black and lesbian, or lesbo, if you will. So along comes Caitlin Clark, and she has had a phenomenal career as a college athlete. And here she is. She's become a star of the WNBA. And I have never seen such hatred. I mean, I think it's fair to say that many people are now watching the WNBA who would not have watched the WNBA because of Caitlin Clark. I will go a step further. In today's world of professional sports, and again, you can do the math. Hear me out. Don't yell yet. But I would be willing to say that a lot of young little girls, white girls, they look up to somebody like Caitlin Clark and realize that maybe, just maybe, they could have a shot at playing in the WNBA one day. And think about it. I mean, look, white people are the minority in a lot of sports now. That's just the facts. But maybe this young girl, and I saw some video on social media. And Dylan, I don't know if you saw this. Caitlin Clark seems like a very nice person. She's not one of these jovial types. She's a very serious person. But there was a group of young girls that came courtside, and they all got together, and they were just so excited to have their picture made with Caitlin Clark. And I suspect that she is a role model, and I think she's a pretty darn good role model for these young girls. So anyway, I was watching. Did you watch the game, or did you watch the clip where she got fouled?
Hip checked. Yeah. Oh
my God. It was,
it was very blatant.
It was very blatant. Very. And the players who did it were asked about it. They refused to talk about it. They hate her. They hate her because she makes more money than they do. She's straight and she's very good at what she does. Oh, she's also white. I think that part of it has everybody enraged. Nobody wants to admit that. Some people do. I will give credit. There are some of the folks over on ESPN that have actually, they get it. And they understand it because it's so in your face. Anyway, here's Angel Reese Here's what she had to say about all of this.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball that you never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like, just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
You really think that's I think in her mind she thinks that. But the reality was there's a big WNBA parade, a championship parade in Chicago. And I don't know when this was. I didn't even realize the WNBA still existed. I got to be honest with you. Anyway, they threw a parade. They had the players in the double-decker buses. And Della, nobody was there. The video literally shows the parade route. There is nobody there. Nobody's cheering for the WNBA. But along comes Caitlin Clark. And, you know, at some point you wonder, does the WNBA do... You know, do they really deserve someone of the caliber of Caitlin Clark? And Dan Patrick saying people are noticing the game now because of Caitlin Clark, not Angel Reese. Angel Reese played a role, and she's a very good player, but make no mistake about it, Caitlin Clark is the reason everyone has an opinion. And I would agree with that. But the complaint that a lot of these athletes have now is that Caitlin Clark is being treated differently because she is white. And I would almost agree with that. I would say yes, and that makes it unusual that you would have a white basketball player standing out in a mostly black basketball league. I would say the same thing if it was a white guy. But I'm telling you, it's the rage here, and most of the rage is directed at the fact that Caitlin Clark is Caucasian. By the way, somebody pointed out the attendance at non-Caitlin Clark WNBA games last week. 7,600, 4,000, 3,200, 7,000, 10,207. So I'm just curious. First of all, anybody watch the WNBA out there in the Todd Stern Show listening audience? And I will say this, Caitlin Clark, God love her, because I'm not sure if that had been anybody else, if that had been, you know, I don't know, the redneck woman out there, Gretchen Wills. If that had been old Gretchen, I think the other player would be missing some teeth. And then it would have become a racial issue again. Look, Caitlin Clark is the winner here because she did the right thing. A lot of people are saying, why didn't you push back? And the reason why is she knew she couldn't, because there is a double standard in the WNBA. I'm actually suggesting, oh, by the way, here's Clay Travis, cut number 12.
Yeah. Look, here's the reality. It's Tommy's right. It's not just race, though. It's also sexuality. Caitlin Clark is a white heterosexual woman in a black lesbian league, and they resent and are jealous of all of the attention and the shoe deal that she got.
Yeah, I think that's it. We're going to rename it, by the way. I've already put in a suggestion. I reached out to their media people. They need to call it the Amazon Women's Basketball League. I think it's kind of catchy. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, I've got to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They are proudly pro-life, and that's why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage. They give you access to all three major networks, and that means you've got the same coverage you're used to. But here's the deal. With Patriot Mobile, you're not funding abortion. So when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to be supporting groups like Concerned Women for America and Students for Life. They have a U.S.-based customer service team, 100%, and they make it super simple to switch over. You get to keep your phone, you get to keep your number, or you can upgrade. If you want to upgrade, you can upgrade. They're going to help you find the best plan to meet your needs. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now get this. You're going to get free activation. All you have to do, use the offer code Todd. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, our good buddy Bill Malusian over at Fox News Channel, and man, are they crushing it on their coverage here. About 1:30 this morning, there was another massive illegal alien crossing. They're talking hundreds of people. This is over in California, San Diego County. And Malusian is saying no Mexicans in the bunch. These people were from China, Nepal, India, and Vietnam. So these are the people coming across the border, and many others, Malusian says in a series of messages. Malusian also says there in no way should Biden's executive order be described as shutting down the border. It does not. It is not stopping the flow of the 1,500 illegals a day being released into the country. Keep in mind, folks, it doesn't stop any of it. It's only going to get worse. Malusian says illegals can still claim fear once they're apprehended. So what's happening is somewhere along their little journey, and I suspect they're being flown into Mexico City. They're being flown into one of the airports, and then they're just, you know, they're hiking across the border, and they're being told, here's what you do. Here's what you have to say. And if you say this, you will be fast-tracked for asylum. So all the illegals have to do is claim fear. And once they do that, boom, it's over. They're done. Welcome to America. Here's your Democrat Party voting membership. That's what's going on. By the way, I want to go back to Queens, New York, where yesterday they arrested a guy, an illegal, who had already been arrested for robbery. This guy was staying at a shelter for illegals, went out there, shot two New York City police officers, cut number nine.
They observed a male suspect drive a moped the wrong way on 82nd Street near 23rd Avenue and attempted to pull him over. The suspect then fled on foot, and the officers began a foot pursuit, which led for several blocks. During the pursuit, the suspect fired multiple rounds at our officers, who then returned fire.
A bullet hole. Because of this vest, a young police officer is going home. Senseless act of violence, a total disregard for life.
The mayor and police executives expressing relief. Those two officers are on track to recover from their injuries. Both officers and that suspect undergoing treatment now at local hospitals. And also, as we look here now at the scene, you can see those officers behind that crime tape really honed in on that area back there. They've been there throughout the morning, looking very closely at the ground to perhaps trying to not miss any more evidence they could find here at the scene. Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here. Police also saying so far it does not appear that he has any arrest record in the city. However, they say he is someone they're looking into for several robberies around Queens.
All right, there you go. Meanwhile, in Chicago, a mob of unnamed teens. The police won't share any intel. The media won't. They did attack a white couple, so you can figure it out from there. White couple attacked in Chicago by a mob of unnamed teens. The husband and wife were brutally attacked and beaten. And what's so horrible is that the wife suffered a miscarriage. These teenagers, the mob of teenagers, kicked and beat and punched her stomach. You ready for this one? Only two teens were arrested, and they're now facing misdemeanor charges. That's what's going on in Chicago. Memphis, Tennessee. A husband and wife were at a McDonald's drive-thru. They were waiting in line at the drive-thru, and all of a sudden, 10 armed thugs with long guns jumped out, carjacked this couple in the drive-thru of a McDonald's. Nobody's been arrested for that crime. I'm just curious. When you put it all together, you know, you look at what's happening in the WNBA, you look at what's happening with these reparations, blacks only getting money, blacks only getting help from the government. You've got these white people that are being attacked in the streets. Do you sense that there is, I don't know, is there like an attack on white people across America? Or are these just anomalies? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Something's going on here, and it's not coordinated, but the behavior is very similar in all of these situations. And it should be disturbing if you are Hispanic or Asian or Caucasian and you are not getting the same opportunities that another demographic is getting. That is, dare I say, un-American is what that is. All right, coming up, we're excited to welcome our brand new sponsor, American Hartford Gold, to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. That's going to be a fun conversation. Max Baker is the president of American Hartford Gold, and he's going to be here to talk about some great opportunities for you in investing. And we're going to be taking your calls as well, 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're doing well today. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to have a lot of fun on Newsmax 2. Be sure to tune in and watch the show. I will say this, coming up this weekend, if you are in the Mid-South area, we'd love for you to come out for our big book signing. We're doing a signing Saturday at Books A Million in South Haven, Mississippi, and we want you to come out, have a great time, meet some fellow conservatives, meet some great patriots, and get a signed copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. So again, that is Saturday, write it down, Saturday, 11 o'clock. It starts and it's sort of come and go. So come in, get your book signed, and then go have a Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's really that simple. Again, Saturday, 11 o'clock at the Books A Million in South Haven, Mississippi. What a great, great community that is. All right. I want to tell you about this story, and it is just so infuriating. This story involves a 75-year-old woman. She is a grandmother, and her name is Paulette Harlow. And Paulette Harlow has been sentenced to 2 years in a federal prison. The reason why is that she was part of a group that was caught praying inside an abortion mill in Washington, D.C. And this is one of those bad abortion clinics, the ones that do the late term abortions. So anyway, she was arrested and she was charged with all sorts of federal crimes. Specifically, she violated the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. She also faces charges of conspiring against a person's civil rights. So here's the deal. This is some pretty nasty legislation, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. They call it the FACE Act. And the FACE Act, let's just say that you're protesting outside an abortion clinic and you're standing on the sidewalk and you're holding a sign, or maybe you're not holding a sign. Maybe you're just praying. And somebody comes up and says, hey, I'm going into this abortion clinic and you're blocking my path in. At that moment, you can be arrested and charged with federal crimes. Now, I want you to understand, I have seen the video. There was actual video of what happened. And Mrs. Harlow, who is a 75-year-old grandmother, all she was doing was praying and singing songs, hymns. The judge in this case, she is an evil woman. She is a monster. Her name is Judge Colleen Collar Cotelli. And she is a leftist monster. In addition to handing down a 2-year prison sentence, she also slapped 36 months of supervised release on Mrs. Harlow. Now, she's been under house arrest since 2023 because of her health. She is in rapidly declining health. Mrs. Harlow's husband, and I've got a picture of these two up on the website, and I would encourage you to go and read the story. But the husband literally got up and pleaded for mercy. Can you imagine being in a situation where your wife, your spouse of many, many decades, is now facing the prospect of literally dying in a federal prison? And he was concerned, and he just opened up his heart to the judge. And Live Action was there, and they documented all of this. Mr. Harlow, his name is John Harlow, said, "In my heart, I think she's having a hard time staying alive. We've tried to be good people. I love my wife dearly. We're throwing ourselves on the mercy of the court." But there was no mercy. The judge sneered at Mrs. Harlow, and she mocked Mrs. Harlow's faith in Christ. And the judge said that she hoped Harlow would, quote, make an effort to remain alive, because that is a tenet of Harlow's religion. What a sleazebag. Senator Mike Lee, among those outraged over all of this, he said the judge mocked Harlow's religious beliefs while sentencing the 75-year-old woman in poor health to 2 years in prison, all for the offense of gasp praying at an abortion clinic. And then he goes on to say something that got me whacked at Fox News Channel. He said Moloch is a vile monster. You say, who is Moloch? Moloch is the Old Testament god of child sacrifice. And as we all know, the Democrats worship Moloch. In May of 2024, just last month, Mrs. Harlow's 8 co-defendants were also sentenced to various lengths of time in prison. One got 5 years, almost 5 years in prison. And again, all they did was pray and sing songs. That's it. Nobody got beat up. Nobody got burnt. Nobody got burned down. There wasn't some sort of a bomb involved. All they did was pray and sing. And now these pro-lifers are in prison. The prosecutor said that this case was not about the defendant's religious beliefs, but about violent obstruction of reproductive health care. So now praying and singing songs are violent obstruction. The prosecutor accused Harlow of attempting to use her poor health as an excuse to escape the consequences of her actions. No, what's going on here is that they want to see the pro-lifers die in prison. They want to see them die a slow and painful death in prison. So we have a survey up on our website at the end of the story. Should pro-lifers be sent to federal prison for praying at abortion clinics? And I hope you go over to the website and cast your vote in our survey, and we will share the results tomorrow on the program. Just a horrible, heartbreaking story. And the sad reality, by the way, we've so far 100% of the vote. No, they shouldn't be arrested. What? What's going on here? So go and cast your vote there. And what a sad situation. But this is the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not just Donald Trump they're trying to throw in jail. They're throwing pro-lifers in jail, moms and dads who protest at school board meetings, law-abiding gun owners. All of us have great big targets on our backs. And it's only going to get worse. I'm telling you, it's a horrible situation. So I certainly hope you will pray for some sort of an intervention here. Otherwise, sweet Mrs. Harlow could end up living the rest of her life behind bars. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. May I tell you about our friends at First Cup Coffee, firstcup.com. Love these people. Love their coffee. I'm drinking a cup right now. It's the Washington blend. I'm a creature of habit. That's my favorite blend, the Washington blend. This is a Christian-owned patriotic coffee company. They stand for core values like family and building community across the nation. They support missions work, and they have some incredible coffee. Now, you can buy it either whole bean or ground. You can get the pods. That's what I've got. You can buy it in bulk. You can even sign up for a subscription. And get this, they're going to give you free shipping on every subscription. Every subscription gets free shipping, no contract. You can cancel anytime. You can change your subscription at any time. All you need to do is go to firstcup.com, use the code Todd, and save an additional 10% on your order. And if you subscribe, you're going to save an additional 10% for the life of your subscription. That's firstcup.com. All right, let's go to Indiana. Robin on the line. Robin, what say you about this poor grandmother?
Well, Todd, I imagine she was singing or doing religious songs. And what we know as Christians and Jesus told us is that we will be hated and we will be persecuted. And even if she goes to jail and she dies in jail, or she's going home forever to heaven. But if we all keep our mouths shut and we don't do anything, then we are betraying Jesus Christ. So, you know, we have to look at it that way, too, as Christians. This isn't our home, and I don't think she should have to go to jail, but I do think that when we stand up for Christ, we know that persecution is going to be part of our walk for some of us. Some of us will go to jail.
That's true, but don't you think, Robin, that we still have a responsibility as citizens of America? I know that we're citizens of heaven, right? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. But while we're here, don't we have a responsibility to stand up and fight for freedom under the Constitution?
No, I'm not saying that she's wrong for standing up for it, and I'm not saying any of us are wrong. But yes, absolutely, but there's too many Christians out here right now. They don't want to make a fuss, and they don't want to upset the apple cart. Well, they're not being good ambassadors of Christ. And it's time for all of us. Donald Trump isn't going to save the world. We need Donald Trump because I do believe that Jesus Christ is using this moment right now to deepen his faith.
I completely agree.
So we continually pray for him. We pray for our nation. And we stand up and we have a voice. And we don't have to be violent with our voice. That's what they're trying to do to us. That's why they're putting everybody in jail. They want us to rise up violently, and that's not what we can all get out together in the streets and pray and sing. They can't stop that.
Robin, gotta leave it there. Great thoughts. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and I am so excited to introduce you to a new friend of the program, American Hartford Gold, the leading gold and silver specialist, and they help individuals and families diversify and protect their wealth with precious metals. And they have really one of the nicest, easiest to navigate websites I have ever seen. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to the president of American Hartford Gold, Max Baker. Max, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing great. How are you, Todd?
You know, I'm doing well, Max, and we're so excited to have you as a part of our team here and a partner. And I want you to tell our listeners about how important it is to make sure that we are diversifying ourselves through gold and silver.
Sure. I'm sure a lot of Americans out there are seeing what's going on with the dollar right now and what's happened with the purchasing power of that dollar since 2020. And, diversifying with something tangible that doesn't have counterparty risk, that has done very well, performed very well over the past couple years, is certainly important. And, just like diversifying with anything else. But the dollar is heading south and gold is heading up. So it's important to have a nice hedge created for yourself.
And you guys have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You guys are featured on places like Forbes magazine, Bloomberg, Market Watch. And one of the things I really appreciate about you guys, Max, is that you want to educate and inform investors, and you actually have a free investor's kit to do just that.
Yeah, that's right. With any kind of investment or anything you do with your money, it's important that you're informed as to what's going on out there so you can make the best decision for you and your family. And, we're here to kind of hold your hand through every step of the process and make sure you know what you're doing.
So let's talk about one of the benefits, and people have asked me about this. They've seen it on our website. That one of the benefits is up to $15,000 in free silver on qualified accounts. How does that happen?
Yeah, typically if you're a first time investor, we'll give you 1% back. We do have pretty thin margins, but we're able to give you 1% back in free metal towards your order. So if that's a $10,000 order, we can give you $100 in free metal and so on.
And, of course, you guys also have a lot of folks, very well-known, trusted names out there who are also supporting you guys and endorsing you guys, folks like Bill O'Reilly, Mike Huckabee, our good friend Trish Regan, and I'm impressed by this one, Rick Harrison, the guy over at the Pawn Stars guy.
That's right. That's right. We had our CEO on Pawn Stars quite a bit as the expert that Rick would call in. And that was a lot of fun. But Bill O'Reilly, Mike Huckabee, Trish Regan, they're on board with us. They're also our clients, and we're very proud of that. And that's very big for us, and we support their causes as well.
So we're sort of unique. And by the way, folks, we have Max Baker on. He's the president of American Hartford Gold. And Max, we have an unusual audience in this in the sense that we have so many young people listening. So the question I'm sure many younger Americans are asking, are precious metals right for me? How do you answer that?
Sure. That's a great question. Typically, gold is for a very conservative investor, or maybe, you're getting up in your 50s, 60s, 70s, you want to take some chips off the table. But certainly right now, the times we're in with the amount of money that we're printing, national debt's going up $1 trillion every 100 days right now. It's never going to hurt you to put a small portion of your cash in the bank or a small portion of your wealth in something tangible. You take it, you sock it away, save it away, and in years' time, you'll be amazed at the kind of performance that it'll have. It's certainly outperformed the markets considerably since the year 2000, and with, again, M2 money supply going through the roof and money printing going through the roof, the future is very bright for gold.
So the website here, folks, AmericanHartfordGold.com. That's AmericanHartfordGold.com. You can also go to our website, and you'll see their banners all over the place. So just click on those banners, and it'll take you directly to their pretty incredible website. Also, you can give them a call. So write down this number, 855-913-1133. Again, 855-913-1133. And, of course, to get started, Max, is the best thing for people to do to get this free investors kit from you guys?
Yeah, I would say so. That's a great place to start, kind of dip your toe in the water, read about what gold and silver can do for you, and start to understand if this is right for you. And, we're happy to jump on a call or email with any of your listeners to just kind of help them understand the process and the why and the how.
Well, I know we're going to be reaching back out to you. The economy, a lot of people looking at their retirement accounts, trying to figure it all out. So we're going to get you back on over the coming weeks and months. And in the meantime, folks, head on over to AmericanHartfordGold.com. That's AmericanHartfordGold.com. Max, man, what an honor to have you on the program, and we look forward to getting you back on very soon.
Likewise. I appreciate your time, Todd, and yeah, look forward to speaking in the near future.
All right. There you go, folks. The president of American Hartford Gold, Max Baker. And as you heard him say, his team, they're the go-to folks for our friends over at Pawn Stars. So whenever they need analysis on the metals, they're the ones that do that. That's pretty awesome. Dylan, maybe we should have asked for, maybe we should fly down to Vegas. Pay Rick a visit.
Let's go.
He's been on the national show back when we were over at Fox. Rick's a great guy. All right. Again, if you want information, folks, call them at 855-913-1133. If nothing else, get the free investor's kit. That's worth it, right? There's no commitment. Get the kit. Be prepared. Get informed. You can't beat that. Again, AmericanHartfordGold.com. All right, folks, we've got to wrap it up here. Coming up 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax 2. We'll see you on the TV, and we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. You be good, America.